are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you once again on this Tuesday. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. Hallelujah. Just breathe in and breathe out. And if you have breath, just begin to give God some praise today. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord today. Amen. For you, you and you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your cars, or your homes. Praise the Lord to you, you and you. We thank you for joining in. If you're in your cars, do not touch that dial. As I say every Tuesday, you're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. And I believe that the Lord has a word for you today. And I just want to tell you that I love you. If no one else does, Jesus loves you and I do too. Good morning. Good morning to you. Hallelujah. It's just good to be alive and above ground rather than below ground. Another day to get it right. Another day to give God some praise. Another day to give him some glory. Praise the Lord to you that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you, you and you. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith, located on 16 South Wilson Avenue. Come out to each and all of our services. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our services are as follows. On Sunday mornings, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship begins at 11:40, 11:45 in that area is our Sunday morning worship. Our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 6 p.m. and our Thursday night youth services begin at 6 p.m. as well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord to you, Pastor. Praise the Lord to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, you and you. Good morning to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray. She is on the job today. And I say I love you. And we have been married, I believe, going on 22 years. We've been together longer than that. Amen. And I love her more and more each day. Good morning to you, you and you again. We thank you for joining us on this morning. Hallelujah. So we're going to go right into the word of the Lord today. It can be found in the book of Joshua. Amen. Joshua number 24, chapter 24. And I'm going to read two verses into your ear. And that is verses number 14 and 15. Hallelujah. Again, that is Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 15. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to come together just one more time again. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I'm praying today, God, you use me for these few moments that I might be a vessel that you would use to say whatever it is that you would say unto your people. It is not I, but you, God. And I'm praying, Father, that you bless me in a mighty way, that your word will not return void. For Lord, we know that it is impossible for it to do that. But your word said it will accomplish that for which it was sent. God, remember the backslider. Remember those, God, that are in the hospitals, the jail cells, and the nursing homes, God. Remember the backslider, God. Remember those that are in government, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. Give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Use me for these few moments. In Jesus' name, I say thank you and amen. Glory be to God. So again, our word of the day is coming from Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. And the Lord spoke to me on this morning, and he told me to instruct the people, put away your gods. Hallelujah. Put away your gods. If we look at the book of Joshua, here in the verse, here in chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, Joshua is preparing to die, and he has called all the people together, and he begins to remind the people of what God had done, how he had brought them out of Egypt by way of the Red Sea, how he had given them victories time and time again over their enemies, and how he had brought them to the promised land. And he begins to instruct them to remember what God had done. And he is instructing them as he prepares to die. He is instructing a new generation to serve God, to choose God. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes we have to be reminded of what God has done for us, reminded of what God has brought us through, how he has brought us out, and that all to give us the mindset to serve God even more, to serve him with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds. And so he is telling a new generation that is about to come forth, don't forget what God has done for you. I think about my grandmother, and it was through her that it was passed down to me to serve the Lord. I saw how God moved in her life. I saw how she prayed, and I saw the power in her prayer. Sometimes I would sit beside her door, me and my mom. My mom was divorced from my dad, and I lived with my grandmother, from the time I was the age of 2 up until about 18 when I went off to college. And I would sit there as a little boy, and I would listen to her pray and the power of her prayer. And I saw God move in her life, and I saw how God made ways out of no ways, and how he just brought her out of situation. I saw God heal different people in her life. So I saw the power of God in her life, and that was transferred down to me. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that it should go, that when it is older, it would not depart. And even though I didn't, you know, I tell you this, that my grandmother drugged me to church. And so when I was about 14, 15 years old, and I got into high school, I went away from the Lord. But I didn't know that although I went away from the Lord was still in me. Because when I got older, I found God again at the age of 32. And I began to serve the Lord. And I just began to remember what the Lord had brought me from, how he had brought me out. Glory be to God. And so he, Joshua, is instructing the people to serve God. I'm getting ready to leave now, as Joshua is basically stating. And you see, now my grandmother's gone. She's dead. Hallelujah. And God is raising up a new generation. You see, many of the people that we grew up with, we idolized, we saw God move in their lives, they're dead now. God rest their souls. And so it's imperative upon us to continue what they started. Continue teaching this generation what our forefathers taught us. Our grandmothers taught us. Our mothers taught us. That's what Joshua was doing. He was instructing them, don't forget what God had done for them. You see, the Bible tells us that in just a few chapters later, when we move from Joshua into Judges, it tells us that after Joshua dies, there arose a generation that knew it not God, nor did they know the things that he did. Glory be to God. You see, they didn't know those things because they weren't taught those things. And if they were taught those things, they didn't see those things in their parents. That means that they weren't serving the Lord with sincerity. You see, people would rather see a sermon. I'm talking about the sermon of your lives. Many times we go to funerals and people try to preach people's lives. They try to put them into heaven. You see, the sermon has already been preached. It's been preached in the life you live. You see, there are many people that will never go to a church, never enter into a church, and sometimes you are the only Bible they will see. People, the Bible says that we are living epistles, known and read of men daily. People are watching the lives that you say you live. And so there arose a generation after Joshua had died that knew it not God, because they were not either taught or they didn't see the God in the people that said that they serve God. See, it's one thing to say that you love God, but it's another thing to show it. You see, it is our actions that really tell other people that we are who we say we are. And so there is a generation that arose after Joshua died that didn't know the Lord. Isn't it like we're living in today's age? There are many churches all around America, all across this land. But yet we are one of the most violent nations in the world. Why is that? What are we teaching our children? Glory be to God. And so Joshua, he instructed the people in verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord. God is calling for us now, not later, not next week, but he's calling for us now to fear the Lord. Therefore, fear the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See, we want to teach people, and nothing wrong with going to college. I went to college, glory be to God. I encourage every child to get an education. But see, one of the things we need to teach this generation is the fear of the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We can gain all the world knowledge that we can, but yet we can still be lost because there is no fear of the Lord. That's what's happening in our generation today. See, when Mama and Mutt Deer and Ray Ray and all of them passed along, glory be to God, they taught us. But what is our generation teaching the new generation? Are we teaching them the fear of the Lord? Joshua encourages the generation that is to come. He says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, we've got to not just serve the Lord, but we've got to serve him with sincerity. And we've got to serve him in truth. Jesus told the woman at the well, there's going to come a time. You see, it doesn't matter where you worship the Lord at. Hallelujah. I mean, yes, it is. I'm talking about place. But it is important what they're teaching you there. I just can't encourage you to go anywhere because people are not teaching the truth in all places. But what I'm talking about, Jesus was telling the woman at the well, he said, there's going to come a time where it doesn't matter where you are, but there's going to come a time when they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, it doesn't matter where you are. The only thing that matters, are you worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth? Glory be to God. Are you worshiping him with sincerity and in truth? See, people want to see truth. They don't want to see a false reality. They want to see the God in you. It should be each and every one of our mindset that when we get up in the morning, when we go to our jobs, that people see the God in us. They shouldn't see us cursing. They shouldn't see us giving bad jokes and nasty jokes. But they ought to see that you're different. They ought to see that there's a God in you. They ought to see that they ought to see the Christ in you. My God, my God. And he tells him, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And he says, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side. Which that leads us to our topic today, put away your gods. See, the problem is that the children of Israel, they tried to serve God and they tried to serve other stuff too. The problem is that they were putting their other stuff before God. See, we're not a generation that we're not a people that don't know God. People know God, but they don't have a relationship with God. See, they know of God, but they don't know God. And so the gods, that the possessions that they hold, they're placing them before God. What is your God today? Is it your job? Is it your children? Is it your spouse? Is it your TV show? Whatever you place before God, that is your God. See, we're going to serve something in this world. Whether we know it or not, we're serving something. And so Joshua, he says, now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood. In other words, before God brought you out of Egypt. Hallelujah. See, there are some things that we did before we came to Christ. There's some stuff that we served before we came to Christ. Stuff that we put on the top of the shelf. Stuff that we put as number one. We put partying and we put dancing and we put this before God. See, the children of Israel, they would take little wood and they would carve them and make them out idols and they would serve them and they would worship them. But now today, we don't carve out little dolls and we don't carve out images, but we are honors to those things that we find more valuable, that we serve more than we serve God. Anything that we put before God becomes our God. What is your God today? But God said, put away your gods. Put away those things that are more important than God. Do you find yourself getting up every morning, striving to get to work on time? Do you see, many people, they will do whatever it takes to get to work on time. But yet when it comes to church, oh, we'll get there. We'll get there after a while. Hallelujah. See, it's time to put God first in our lives. See, sometimes we got to preach to ourselves as well. I'm not preaching to you, but I'm preaching to myself as well. Paul said, but I keep it under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means when I preached unto others, I find myself to be a castaway. See, we've got to put God first. We've got to make sure that he's number one. We've got to make sure that he's uno in our lives. He says, put away your gods. Put away your gods
which your father served on the other side. There were some things on the other side of Christ, before Christ, that we placed as being number one. But now we've got to put God as number one. And he says, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And he said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. See, every day you get up, we make a choice. A choice whether we gonna go here, a choice we gonna go there, a choice to do this, a choice to do that. Every day is a choice. See, God, Jesus is a gentleman. He doesn't force us to do anything, but he gives us a choice. See, as I stated before, we serve one thing or another, whether we know it or not. Well, you say, I don't serve anybody. Yes, you do. Who and what do you put before God? Paul said, ye did run well, but who hindered you? See, some of us, we've got to understand that there are some things that are preventing us from being what Christ wants us to be. There are some blessings that are being withheld because we are putting things before God. You see, when we put God first, God will place us first on his agenda. My Lord, put away your gods. Put away those things that find themselves in front of God. God is looking for somebody. And I like what he says in, goes on to read in chapter 24, verse 19. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. But this is what he said. He said, he is a jealous God. Do you know the Lord we serve? He's jealous. He's jealous. Some people might say, God doesn't get jealous. Joshua said he does. Yes, he does. He gets jealous. He gets disappointed when we place other things before him. But can I tell somebody today, as he stated, he says, now therefore, hallelujah, fear the Lord. Now is the time to put God on the number one. Make him your number one. Make him your all in all. Jesus said that to serve the Lord with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. We've got to serve him with sincerity. We've got to serve him with truth. We've got to serve him like it's the only thing that we can do. That doesn't mean that we don't do anything but just sit around and read the Bible all day. And no, God is not saying that. But he's saying that make him the highest priority. That we don't neglect him to do other stuff. That you know how it is. We do everything throughout the day. But then when it comes time to reading the word of God, when it comes time to praying, we're too tired to do that. What that says is that other things are more important. But we've got to make sure that we give God his due. Render unto God, they came to Jesus with the coin. Is it lawful for you to pay taxes? Jesus said, render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's, and to render unto God what is God. We've got to give God what he deserves. He deserves the highest praise. He deserves a sincerity. He deserves a worship. He deserves glory. He deserves our all in all. Hallelujah. If we've got to put other stuff on the back burner, we got to put God first. Put away your gods. Put away everything that supersedes God. Put away everything that's more important than God. We've got to make God more important than anything else. We've got to choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And Joshua made it perfectly clear. He says, but as for me and my house, you ought to tell yourself today, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We gonna serve the Lord today. He's gonna be our number one. This is a household of prayer. This is a household that we give him glory. This is a household that we will give him worship. Hallelujah. You've got to make your household a household of prayer. And not only that, but you've got to be a living epistle. You've got to be, whenever folks see you, they don't see you, they see Jesus. You've got to be able to let somebody know. It don't mean that you go out and tell everybody, you go and tell, I'm a Christian. But they ought to see it in the life you live. They ought to see it, hallelujah, in the things you do. They ought to see it. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. Put away your gods. Put away your strange gods. You know, back in those days, they had strange gods. Much like then, we are today now. We were out ministering years back. We were out knocking on doors. And a woman comes to the door, and we invited her to church. And you know what she said? She said, I have to stay home because I want to take care of my cats. I want to feed them. See, the Bible talked about strange gods. What's your God? What's your excuse today for not coming to the Lord? Hers were cats. We would say that's strange, but that was her God. Glory be to God. Jesus is saying, put away your God and make me first. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve, my God. And so as I leave you today, I leave you with this one thought, this one encouragement. Put away whatever is before God and make Jesus your number one. And so I'm out of time, but not out of word. So until next week, join me at the same time at 11:30. Hallelujah. You be blessed and you be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.
Marked by the blood spilled for the world to see.